Imagine defining and aligning your business and brand goals with your podcast concept that is purpose-driven for a clear path to success. I'm chatting today with Christina Barcy, who has a podcast production agency for women. It's a juicy conversation about your why, your purpose, your goals, and how to gain clarity to navigate these emotional waters to create a podcast that meets your goals, but is also fulfilling. So let's get started. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, so a podcast, of course, always starts with a goal and your why. So when I happened to meet Christina Barcy, otherwise known as Barcy, with Avant House Media, she does a production for purpose-driven women for podcasts. And I don't even remember, I think I saw some content on LinkedIn or something. And I was like, ooh, that's juicy. And we started chatting on LinkedIn. So yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. I actually saw your content and I commented on something.
Oh, yeah.
And then I made content, I guess. And you were like, hey,
I know
we should talk. And I was like, yes, I agree.
Yes. And we had a great chat. I know LinkedIn. I love the connections that you can make on LinkedIn.
Agreed. I'm really am sort of diving in after not enjoying social media very much and sort of finding new energy for it there.
I know LinkedIn is so much better. And what I loved about your content, your purpose is your purpose. I love that you are like talking about like heart-led goals and like aligning your business and your brand goals with your podcast. And like, it's funny because like everyone thinks, oh, a podcast, my purpose is to grow an audience and grow business. But there's more to that, right? Like, so what is your definition of purpose and like purpose-driven people?
Great question. I'm hearing you form the question and I'm like, you know, I was asking myself like, why is that important to me? And maybe that's where it all boils down to is I'm always asking why. And if we don't know that, it's such a guiding compass whenever we can listen to someone else speak and it gives us more empathy and compassion when we are asking why of someone else. And that's a really self-kind thing to do for ourselves as well. So when we're creating anything, I think asking ourselves why is not only curiosity inducing, but it's also connected to something bigger than an outcome. Whys are not your outcome. They're the driver. It's maybe the rudder of the boat, if you will, or the thing that's propelling you to go, the thing that is almost, you know, some people might describe as a download. It depends what communities you hang out in, but this sort of information of inspiration that comes and forms from all of the things that excite you or that you've been paying attention to, or, and then it kind of like coagulates and forms into this sort of moment of like, ooh, is this worth putting some action around? And that's kind of how I feel like the idea turns into something that we can then consider pursuing, at least like a podcast, like a business, which is even a bigger version of that. I bring up business now because many podcasts are formed to sort of create more companionship and expansion around something else like a business or a personal brand or things like that. So the purpose though, to go even deeper in my opinion, my definition is it's very connected to our intuition and why we think we do anything we do in this world and what that really propels us into in terms of, again, action. So it's what I call inspired action. That's the
I like that
first part I kind of went over, and it's that thing that comes from our heart. So that's the heartfelt part. And if we tap into that, if we pay attention to that, which we're often taught not to, then we get clearer answers and our action steps are clearer. and our audience knows how to show up because we're being clear, and it all just trickles out in a way that is much simpler, even though it seems that first step as a slower process.
Yeah.
It's actually a faster one because you're making more aligned steps if we're following that.
I love that because, and what kind of spoke to me was the whole thing about why being like the end result. And that's kind of like how my brain always goes because it's so like, it can be very linear. It's like, oh, I'm having a podcast because I want to do this and I want leads and I want to grow the business or whatever. But the way you look at it is like beyond kind of the basics, if you will. And I like that whole inspired action. So are you saying then that your why is like beyond business, if you will, like your why is more personal?
I think why is part of the, it's part of both sides of the thing. If we were going to like draw some circles on a board, the why would kind of sit in that like crossover bubble.
Oh yeah.
Kind of as the communicator between your purpose and your action, right? So you're having to kind of be in all three bubbles at the same time in a sense.
Yeah.
Where you're wanting to check in with your purpose to see if the whys are meaningful to you. Right? Like asking the question of your purpose, why this, why that, you know, whatever it is. And continuing to ask why, continuing to be curious forever, honestly, but whatever we're creating, doing, et cetera. But that why is kind of fluctuating between the action. Is the action serving the purpose? Is the purpose going to serve the action? And the why is kind of always there to facilitate that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I'm okay. seeing it there. It's this constant conversation that we're having with ourselves and then having with our experience. So internal reflects the external. And I think we're often taught it's the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. It does go both ways in the sense that you're influenced by your outside world.
Yeah.
But I think you can modify that and you can shift it more into coming from your heart than coming from the outside data and the things that people say need to happen. So then you take your direction externally versus taking your direction from your internal compass, let's say. So the why is kind of like facilitating the conversation in all of those areas. I hope that, I know I went into a big conceptual version of that, but.
No, that makes sense. So I'm just trying to like paint a picture. So when you're working with your clients and you're like, you know, producing a podcast, launching it, whatever, and you have someone's like, oh, I want to launch this podcast. Obviously, that's the first question you're going to ask. How does that usually play out? And how does the answer impact the podcast itself?
Yeah. Wonderful. So if I'm doing an intro call, right? An intro call, someone calls me, they ask me this question, they have an idea. I'm gauging whether they're connected to that part of themselves or not. So I'm listening for that. I'm listening to see if, you know, okay, tell me why you're inspired to create this show. Tell me what anything that you think it is so far. Like some people have a lot of ideas. Some people are starting with just a little bit of an inspiration. We don't know. So trying to figure out how far along they are with that as well to see if they're ready to actually work with someone. But through that process, I'm also trying to see if they're hoping for just the outcomes, but there's nothing to drive those outcomes. That's where there's a big hole. If we don't understand, I mean like the host or the creator, the person who's on the call with me, if they don't really understand why they need to do this or why it's a podcast, not a YouTube channel, or why they're not focusing this energy in another part of their business, let's say, because those goals maybe aren't goals that will yield them those outcomes through a podcast. So I'm trying to get the most, and we can do this in just a few questions.
Yeah.
Really, people can give me that information.
Yeah.
And I'll pretty much know whether they're, you know, which way they're looking at it. If they're looking at it from a perspective of, you know, it's a long-term thing that's really going to serve their soul in a way,
yeah,
or serve their business or create expansion, or it can be very practical too, where they just have all the clarity about, you know, they've done the work and they're like, this is the mission of my business. I love it. It works. And yeah, I just want to get more of this out. That works too. Then we kind of get approach it a little differently in terms of how to move forward. I personally, as an agency, really enjoy working with ground level clients that want to kind of build something that's going to add to their personal growth as well.
I love that. You do learn a lot about yourself as you podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's like a self-developmental course once you start.
I know. And it's like, you know, confidence building, communication, and putting yourself out there, learning new things. So many elements.
Yeah.
So when you talk to a client and you're, you know, starting the podcast out, obviously, you know, you're talking about the why and the purpose. What kind of goals do you set? Where do goals come in?
I think goals come in right away. Again, it's one of the questions I ask if we're on a call, to see if they have any, mm-hmm. to see if they've thought of that, to see if this is just not that style of show, or maybe it really is a hobby podcast,
right.
And their goal is to have a hobby, and that's a goal.
Yeah.
That's something they're trying to add into their life. That's a source of fulfillment. So that's a different kind of goal than, someone who does, let's say, again, using business as an example, who has, let's say it's a solo business where they don't have employees. It's just a solo business and it's just them. And they want to have more engagement with maybe a new demographic that they know they can serve, or they're pivoting like so many of us are right now, or rebranding, or finding new ways to serve. And you may realize there's different people who can be served by you, or all of these discoveries can be made in business. And then you can take those discoveries and build an expansion program around it with a podcast. So these are different ways to kind of approach goals. And then those goals can be reflected in the creative concept of how we deliver and formulate this show, so they can really shine from that part of themselves that maybe they haven't before.
Yeah.
This is why I like to work with this kind of client, because it is kind of like a opportunity to show themselves something empowering about themselves that they want to lean into, but need the support.
Yeah.
And build structure around that. So that's one way you can look at goals. And then in the practical sense, one thing I noticed, and I speak on this a lot lately, when I talk about success and goals, is misplaced success because we have misplaced goals.
Ooh.
Meaning we think that we aren't successful, let's say, but because we're putting the wrong goals at the wrong timeline of our journey. And we're like, oh, these goals is what everyone says, going back to your outcome question, what I think I'm supposed to be achieving right now. And it's like, that's actually not what you're going to be focusing on for the next, maybe 6 months from now, maybe 2-3 years from now, which the common ones are, you know, really associating downloads with success and really associating monetization with success in the linear sense. Like, brands need to work with me because that's how I heard that podcasts make money. And it's very, and that's not true. It's just not the most common way that most podcasts are building their success.
Yes.
That's how Joe Rogan is building his success. And he's very famous, and we know that. And so that is what's reflected to us as how it works.
Yeah.
As just a blanket statement, right? So I talk a lot about, you know, really tapping into what stage in the cycle you're in, and then building goals that are particular to the person, you know, behind the mic, the person that showed up to make something, you know, what are their actual goals, and what's going to bring them a sense of fulfillment? Because success without fulfillment doesn't feel like anything. It's very fleeting. Yeah. So that's kind of like, how do I build in this sort of fulfillment experience for you so that you don't quit, so that you do keep going, so you realize that what you're doing, even though it's hard and new, is worth keeping going.
Yeah.
so that you can continue to build more small goals and more small goals. And we just package it. I do a 10-week set. So we do 10 weeks, if, assuming you're doing one once a week release, let's say. And we create some goals for those 10 weeks and out the gate, outside of these big goals we talked about a moment ago. And we go, okay, so what makes sense to look at right now? Just 2 to 3 of them. And we kind of assess at a certain point, and we don't overlook at our analytics. You know, I'm very trickly about that. So
yeah.
Like, I will give you a report and I'll break it down for you in 3 weeks. We're not going to look at them every day. We're
God,
not
going to
obsess over them.
Baby steps.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like, okay, these titles aren't working for us. How can we tweak that? Sometimes it's so simple.
Yeah.
So many ways to then like have us all come together and look at what people are really loving, you know, what we aren't hitting, what kind of goal we want next, and all of that. So it just continues on and on, like with that process.
And how you're feeling about it. It's like, you may go into podcasting with one idea of how it's going to feel and what it's going to be like. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, and I like what you said about fulfillment. It's like some people, oh, I need to create a podcast because everyone else is doing it, or my coach told me to, or whatever. But if you don't have that sense of purpose and you're not going to have a sense of fulfillment throughout the process, it's just going to fall flat.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've had clients in my early starting where we just were like, let's just do stuff. Let's just do stuff with everyone. And occasionally that did occur, which is where I learned a lot in how to set goals for, you know, how to work with people to set goals and create a fulfillment pathway. I say success pathway because we use that word a lot, but in reality, it's a fulfillment pathway.
Right.
And really tapping into what that means for them and not what necessarily what that means for someone else. And we've definitely had people that fizzled out a little sooner that were actually technically doing better than the ones that stayed in the game, if you compared them side by side. But they couldn't, they wouldn't allow themselves to buy into it. They didn't feel it. They didn't believe it. So it's important. It can really, as simple as it sounds, without the confidence, you quit.
Yeah.
And you need that to be based in some kind of reality. So if you're not believing the reality around you about how it's going, you have a skewed version of that because we're over comparing or we're feeling impostery and we're the comparison is a catalyst for imposter syndrome. Then we don't have a clear sense of what's really going on and we may fade out.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Are you not getting that positive feedback? Is there a wrong way to make a goal? Like, have you had clients where like, this is my goal and you're like, let's rethink that.
For sure. And it comes back to this, you know, early part of my answer, I was saying, you know, oftentimes we just misplace our goals.
Mm.
They're in the wrong part of the timeline.
Right.
Where we are. And for so many reasons, right? Like, and I just want to qualify this by saying that I'm also a certified coach. So when I say this, it's something that I've practiced, but perfectionism can come in. I suffer from that. So I know that one well. Where, you know, it's like, oh, it's going to be like, I have to do all of these things. And if I don't, then I don't know, I'm not good enough, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever we tell ourselves. And in actuality, I'm the only one holding myself to that. And no one else is doing like, there's, it's not going to propel me to more success. It's just something I made up in my head that I think is important.
Been there.
So that we all have things like that. And there's versions of that for all of us in different categories. So it's really about like coming back to earth and like getting out of our head sometimes and realizing like, okay, what is the actual, what's realistic here? Where do these goals actually belong? And am I going to be satisfied with that? And that's a good thing to understand. It's like, maybe it's not, maybe you tried it, podcasting that is, and you don't love it and it's not bringing you the fulfillment you hoped it would. And that's okay too. Then it's like, all right, well, you still have these goals and you still want to do these things. How can we do that in another way?
I love that.
So you know, misplaced goals, I think are things that are conversations that we have that is great to have someone who's like myself, who's seen, you know, lots of different styles of podcasts and what those early stages look like and what those later stages look like too, like 4 years in, what the expectation is then.
Yeah.
And you know, when we plateau and why, and where the dip seasons are during the year, even. Like, it's just so nice to have that sort of barometer from someone.
Yes. And have the chance to like give yourself grace if like something is not perfect the one time or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Yeah. Making mistakes is the best way to succeed. Like, I always celebrate when someone does something really like, they're like, oh my God, like this all fell apart. The mic did all of these things. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing.
You're hilarious. I'd be like, what?
Because now it's over. You did that. Yeah. And it's in the past.
The worst.
And it's probably not going to happen again. And it's, and you can, you know, you did that. And that's like a badge on your journey. And the goal there is to just keep going and to know that it's part of it. It's just part of the process.
So true. And I've had this like experience myself where it's like, okay, I have a certain goal, a thing that I want to do, accomplish. And then, you know, your business changes. I've niched down numerous times. I've morphed and changed my business slightly to fit where I'm at in life. And it's like, I have a hard time letting go. If I am trying to like, you know, I need to like, just let that go and move on to something else, but I feel like I'm quitting. Or like, how do you process changing your goals as your life changes?
Oh my gosh. You're speaking my language. I'm in the middle of this right now. And it's, you know, it's just, it's real. It is going to be hard. It's going to be painful. It's going to be a grieving moment. If you allow yourself to get to that point, you're going to have to let go. You're going to have to do all of those things you just shared. If you're listening to yourself, which it sounds like when you get to that point, you are, so that is a good thing, but it is not necessarily super simple and easy. And maybe for some people, they're more exercised at it. The more I let go and have these moments, and you said you've done it a few times. So I should ask you, does it get a touch easy? Like, you've seen it before. You've done it before.
Like, I like left my podcast because I just was burnt out, needed a break, but I felt guilty for like leaving it. And then it came back in a different way. And I was going after a different part, like a different niche, like a side business kind of a thing. And I was like doing it and it was fun. But then I was like, ooh, all the prospects I'm getting are not my, they're not my ideal client. And I was kind of like, I kind of want out. And then I was like, oh, but I feel like I'm quitting. And am I not giving it enough try? And then as soon as I did, I was like, whoo, now I get to reinvent myself.
That's amazing, because it sounds like you really, you trusted yourself regardless, even though it felt like, oh, I don't know. And then you were like, oh, this was definitely the right thing. And that, and I think that's what it is. It's just trying to, again, continue having the conversation with ourselves and knowing that the evolution and the growth is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's the resistance that is the pain typically.
Yeah, true.
So when we resist letting go, and we resist the change, when we resist ourselves and what we are, I mean, why are we telling ourselves we need to move on? There's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there to listen to, even if it's, again, just asking that question, why, like, why am I feeling this way? And sometimes it's not about quitting. Sometimes it's about just changing it a little bit and niching down, as you said.
Yeah.
And I've done a little bit of both at the same time in different areas currently. And it is tricky and it is hard, but as long as we stay connected to our purpose, once again, like the thing that is the driving force of why we do anything we really do. And then asking, like, is this serving me? Like, is this thing that I'm doing still serving me? Not anyone else. You have to ask yourself first. And then in turn, if you decide to stay, let's say, okay, it is serving me, but if I change these areas of it.
Yes.
And then it's like, can I still serve the people, do I need to serve different people? And that's where the pivots start coming in.
Right.
The changes. And that's a process like everything else, for sure. But your podcast can reflect all of those changes too. I've changed the way I show up on my show a few times as well. And I'm always questioning it too, even though I know all of these things. You know all of these things too. I know you do. And it's just a matter of when you're in it.
Yeah.
The cloudiness comes from the emotions and the process of getting through the hard time. And that can be reflected in our money. And that's very hard. And, you know, how our income and our relationships sometimes. And so the big things in life, whenever we change, get affected by it. So of course it's going to be hard, but
I know. You second guess yourself. And it's like, you have a different idea. I think even the idea of what you think is success changes over time.
I agree.
So I imagine that changes your goals and then your perspective and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And so quickly, my show is called Be Bold Begin. We originally just talked about creative tools to get out of your own way, to get started in fill in the blank, whatever it is you're working on or want to work on, or all of that good stuff. So it's very fun. I was very energized for me to do it that way for a while. And lately I really bring on humans that want to talk about the big transformation in their life, kind of what we're talking about right now, where it's like, I was doing all of these, I was living my life this way. Yeah. These were, and then I met my goals. I was doing it. And the fulfillment part we talked about wasn't really hitting for them. And oftentimes a lot of them shared their stories of sickness and how that was affecting their health. And then there's this big moment where something changed and they leaned into, you know, whatever was on the other side of that and realized that their idea of success is 100% not what they were pursuing before.
Yeah.
And that I've heard that a lot. And then I've also heard stories where they're like, you know, I thought it was my job. It wasn't my job that was the problem. It was the way they were kind of approaching their life. And they weren't, you know, they could have stayed at the job. They did quit and they went on this other journey.
Yeah.
But particularly this woman was a lawyer, very high performing and all of this stuff. But there's a world where you don't necessarily have to quit. It's typically an inner job, all of our change that we're seeking.
Yeah.
Sometimes that does require an experience change, like how we're experiencing our day and where we go each day and all of that for sure, but not always. So those are things I learned from my guests. And I just wanted to share that because it's on the topic of what we're talking about. And my show naturally shifted because I was just so interested in what these guests had to say. I wasn't booking, they were finding me and I just leaned into it.
Yeah.
Yes. And it just continued. It's been like that for like 2.5 years now.
Amazing.
And I haven't sourced my own guests in a really long time.
That's wicked. Good for you. Yeah,
truly wicked.
Yeah. And hearing people's transformation stories, it's just like, okay, so like crap that I'm feeling and going through whatever, like I can get through to the other side. I can figure it out. And how did they deal with it? And I'm sure that's very rewarding to impact that many people and help that many people and hear all those stories.
It's so inspiring for me personally. Even if I didn't share it with the world, I would, I just enjoy being in the space with these people so much. And I learned so much from them and they're doing amazing things. And I just feel so grateful that they continue to find me.
Yes. Good for you. So when you're like how, what do you call a heart-based business? I know that term is out there and you had a similar verbiage, but I just can't remember what it is right now. And purpose-driven, like women businesses. Like we all have a purpose in some way. Like what is your version of that?
Yeah, exactly. We do. And part of the reason I'm experimenting with those words on the screen, like meaning outward facing, is based on who I appreciate being in space with and testing out if the magnetism works with the language, kind of like what I shared about my podcast just now and allowing my business to, I'm sort of testing that in my business to see if the traction can expand into other parts of my outward facing life.
Love that.
In addition to the podcast. So that's my witchy marketing.
But your messaging matters, right? Like it
does.
You have to, same with like when you create a podcast, your title, your description, like you have to attract the audience or the clients. Like who are you attracting?
Yes. And so it's not, I mean, I call it witchy marketing for fun, but but the truth is that if I'm speaking from a place that feels really good to me, that's my heartfelt purpose, is to bring in others that are willing to have a conversation like this, like you and I are having, where we don't necessarily skirt around this part of the conversation or know that we are operating from a place that's bigger than us, whether that's, you know, people have their own version of what that means to them. But that part to me is not super important. It's more just about how they're navigating, if they're navigating from that sort of internal versus external.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm looking for. So when I say heartfelt, that's what I mean for the most part. Like some of my clients work in, you know, government state stuff. So you wouldn't necessarily think that's what I would get, you know, and with that kind of, but they're some of my favorite clients because we are in this intimate process together. Yeah. And we can talk very frankly from a place of heart. And this client I'm thinking of right now is going through these big realizations and wanting to add more purposeful language and branding within their department.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's so fake. It's just not there.
Yeah.
And I can't take credit for that, but I do think that having safe spaces like we do in conversation help facilitate those thoughts.
Yes.
And make it safe for people to come into their heart when they approach business. And so that is kind of what I mean when I say that. Yeah.
That's so good. And it's like, we're all people, we're all human. We all are driven by emotions, like you said, purpose, goals. And so when you're creating a podcast, like you can't take the human out of that. And you're speaking to other people besides who you're interviewing, but like your audience, you want to connect. It's not just about words, you know, sounds and words in an airway. It's like, you have to take that into consideration when you are creating content, be it a podcast or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think we're, as humans, in a constant exercise with ourselves, with our authenticity.
Yeah.
And the more I'm on the mic, the more I fine tune that part of myself. And probably subconsciously for the most part, but because I have conversations like this, it's probably more forefront for me.
Yeah. It's easier.
But it's interesting. I went on a colleague's show recently and we talked a lot about that sort of imposter syndrome that comes up with how we think we are supposed to show up.
Yeah.
And as soon as we let that go, I've literally seen downloads increase.
Ooh.
Which is a fun way to go, okay, it's working.
Yeah.
Even though it feels uncomfortable at first, it's a thing you can practice. You can practice how to be more yourself. And that's a fun thing to keep trying to get to. And so, talking about goals, one of my biggest goals is to just be more and more me and make it safe for me to be more me so that I can make it safe for others to be more them. So safe spaces is a big core value for me, but I can't offer that if I'm not doing that for myself.
It's hard
to do, but it does actually impact your interest to your audience. If we're bringing back to like a pragmatic outcome.
Yeah.
It does help. It's why we like reality TV other than the drama, but the ones that aren't necessarily, you know, we're not even leaning into that as much anymore from a television perspective and from a production perspective. It's really just, we like seeing people meet their goals. I love competition shows.
And go through crap and how do they get through it? And what you're like, you know, you're invested in their love life or whatever the heck it may be.
Yeah. It's just, we want to relate. We want to see ourselves mirrored back, and we want to see how other people do it. And it's less about being a perfect, you know, 1950s pinup picture. We're definitely far away from that now for the most part. There's still residuals of that, that world, the perfectionism, but it's, yeah, it's interesting.
I know. It is easier. And I find, like, over the past, I remember being petrified doing, you know, podcasts and guesting and hosting, and you feel like you have to, you know, have this polished studio and be like perfect and gorgeous and polished. And I'm like, if I slip on words, it's fine. Like, it shows that I'm human. If I'm allowed to make a joke, you know, I am leaning more into like being a little bit more vulnerable, that, and it is hard for people to do that sometimes, but I'm attracted to, like, you know, how and what you say is like, I'm connected to that. And when I see other people that are authentic, normal human beings that have emotions and are okay to express it, you connect with that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm attracted to it too. And to be fair, like, on the other side of it, I've definitely gotten pushback in certain arenas from that. Yeah, just being, I don't know if that's being a woman or if that adds, I think it definitely adds to my experience at times.
Yeah.
Of, I laugh a lot. I'm kind of, I can be bubbly at times. I can diffuse the energy if it's too, you know, uptight or, you know, not everyone appreciates that experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, though, it's not, you can't change your personality for, you know, and, you know, I say that to say that, you know, there are some rooms where you still have to gauge whether you feel safe or not.
Yeah.
Because that is a thing. Safety is a thing, like actual safety. But I think it's, podcasting specifically is a nice space where we can exercise that.
Yeah. And I feel like by being your normal, regular, authentic self, it's easier to kind of be aligned with your purpose and your goals, because you're not out in left field trying to be something you're not.
Totally. And I get shiny object distracted sometimes from my purpose, where I'm like, ooh, that looks cool. I haven't done that yet. And it's like, you go off in this other direction and then you're like, whoa, how did I get here?
Yeah.
And then we need people in our lives to go, hey, are you enjoying this? Are you happy? Is this what you want? And it's like, oh my God, no, it's not what I want.
And you will never see me on TikTok.
Noted.
It's not me.
I tried. There's like three videos.
Yeah.
I
can't bring myself. Podcasting, I love, because I think too, like, I love the connecting with another person, and like live Facebook, I couldn't get into. I just felt super uncomfortable, where I feel so much more comfortable when there's like another person and there's like human interaction and back and forth. And
I love that too. And that's my sweet spot as well. I even like that at a party. I'm the person in the corner that's like, tell me everything about your life.
Yes, me too.
I'll be with that person for like an hour, hours. Yeah, that's my, it's like not the best at a networking scenario, but I make really lovely,
there you go.
Relationships. I make
great friends.
Yeah.
We need to be at a party together.
Oh, we would just be in the corner.
I know. Yeah. Awesome. Well, what a fun conversation. And I hope it, for those that are in a podcast or looking to pivot or starting one, it's like, really think about your purpose, your why, your goals, and listening to your intuition and your feelings. And so I really appreciate the conversation. I think it's one that not a lot of people have.
Thank you for that. I agree. And I appreciate you facilitating it in the way that we could have a more full-rounded sort of holistic talk around what it really looks like.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. How can people find you so they can, have you coach them, start a podcast and start that conversation with you?
Thank you. So my complicated company name is Avant House Media. And that has a lovely area where you can just, you know, see if we're a good fit. Mm-hmm. And there's some questions there, because I'm so purpose-driven, as you now know, that I ask a lot of things up front so that you can start thinking about what these answers are for yourself. And it's already clarifying whether I receive them or not.
Yeah.
So there's a few questions there for us to connect. That's one way to go about it. And of course, I'm on Instagram at the Barcy. Those are the main ways right now.
Perfect.
LinkedIn, of course, too.
Yes, that's how we connected. And I remember you have a fear and imposter exercise. And I thought, I think everyone should take that. What is the link for that? And I'll obviously put it in the show notes.
Yes, that is fearimposter.avanthousemedia.com. And it should take you may have to just qualify or sign up, and then it'll send you the download right away.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Barcy. And I'm so glad to have had the chance to connect and learn from you.
Thank you, Lindsay. It was such a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Bye, folks. We'll see you next week. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.